From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Iran says it is willing to enter into serious negotiations about its nuclear program. That pledge was part of Tehran's formal response to a UN Security Council resolution adopted last month. That resolution requires Iran to suspend its enrichment of uranium or face economic sanctions. It does not appear that Iran has agreed to suspend uranium enrichment, but leaders in Tehran said today they have put forward a new formula for resolving the dispute. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Iran's leaders worked hard today to convince the world they are truly committed to dialogue and negotiation over their nuclear program. In Tehran, Ali Larijani, Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, hand-delivered Iran's proposals to the ambassadors of Britain, France, Russia, China, Germany, and Switzerland, which represents American interests in Iran, there being no formal diplomatic relations between Tehran and Washington. State-run television quoted Larijani telling the diplomats that Iran is prepared to enter into negotiations as early as tomorrow. The U.S. response has been cautious. At the UN, Ambassador John Bolton suggested the Bush administration will give the Iranian proposals serious thought.
We will obviously study the Iranian response carefully, but we are also prepared, if it does not meet the terms set by the Perm 5 foreign ministers, to proceed here in the Security Council as the ministers have agreed with economic sanctions.
Yesterday, when President Bush was asked about the Iranian nuclear program, he too cautioned the need to consider the Iranian response carefully.
We will see what their response is. We're beginning to get some indication, but we'll wait till they have a formal response. The UN resolution calls for us to come back together on the 31st of August. Dates are fine, but what really matters is will. And one of the things I will continue to remind our friends and allies is the danger of a nuclear-armed Iran.
The Iranian government did not divulge the details of its proposal, but a semi-official Iranian news agency reported today that Tehran had rejected suspension of its nuclear activities. In fact, the Security Council resolution called for a suspension of Iran's uranium enrichment activities, not all of its nuclear activities. Yesterday, Iran's supreme religious leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, made remarks that sounded intransigent. "We have gone down this path and tasted its fruits," Khamenei said, referring to Iran's nuclear program. "God willing, we will continue this line with full force," he added. Iranian leaders have called the Security Council resolution illegal, and yesterday the government prevented inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency from visiting an underground facility at Natanz that is part of Iran's uranium enrichment program. These developments have reinforced skepticism inside the Bush administration that Iran is serious about compromise. Again, Ambassador John Bolton.
Certainly the rhetoric, particularly in the past few days, has indicated they're not prepared to suspend their uranium enrichment activities. But we have consistently said for 2.5 months that we would not rise to the rhetoric. We would wait for the definitive response. The President emphasized that again yesterday, and as we understand it, this should be the definitive response, and we'll move on the basis of our reading of it.
Late today, a U.S. official said the Iranian response was typical with no surprises. "We'll move forward on a sanctions resolution at the U.N., he added. Mike Schuster, NPR News.